President Trump spoke this week about recent hate-motivated incidents and said some of his supporters are being framed as the culprits. Reliable statistics are hard to come by, but officials and watch groups say that attacks and threats against minorities and immigrants remain higher than usual. NPR's Tovia Smith has more from Massachusetts, where a new hotline has been set up to handle complaints.
Reports of hate incidents spiked right after the presidential election, a noxious rash of everything from taunts to attacks.
There was a night where my parents and I were walking out of a department store, and two white males, they yelled, you know, immigrants, go home.
Nadia Butt says she literally froze, as did her parents, American citizens who immigrated from Pakistan 40 years ago.
My dad just kept hugging me as I was crying and just kept repeating that in all of his years of living here, he has never experienced such hatred.
It's exactly because of cases like that that Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says she set up a hotline to field complaints.
I just thought it was so important that we be clear that here in Massachusetts, we're going to enforce civil rights laws, we're going to prosecute hate crimes, and we're going to be paying attention.
Attorney General's office, this is Kim.
Officials say they've gotten some 250 substantive reports, half of those in November.
Tell me why you called us today.
A racist and threatening video was circulated at a local school.
What police department were you working with?
An immigrant, here illegally, was physically assaulted by a coworker.
You said there were some sexual harassment comments going on as well.
And Muslim and Jewish targets were pelted with hate and threats.
The kinds of incidents that we're seeing are really scary and troubling.
Healey is a rising star among Democrats and a vocal Trump critic, though she says the hotline is for everyone, including the Trump supporters who've called to say they're being harassed. But most frequently, she says, the targets are perceived immigrants and minorities, and the hateful messages often invoke Trump's name or reference his words.
Unfortunately, what we saw over the last 18 months from Donald Trump were statements that were misogynist, racist, homophobic, xenophobic. And that, unfortunately, seems to have been matched by this uptick in hate crimes and bias incidents.
I think what is being reported in Massachusetts is very much what we saw all around the country.
Mark Potok is with the Southern Poverty Law Center, a hate watch group. They counted some 1,100 hate incidents around the nation in the month after the election. Massachusetts' spike was among the highest.
There are enormous numbers of Americans who feel very uncomfortable with the way the country is changing. More and more people who are foreign-born, more and more Muslims, more people who in one way or another do not look like what many people think of as a sort of normal red-blooded American.
But Trump this week insisted his supporters were not responsible.
Some of the signs you'll see are not put up by the people that love or like Donald Trump. They're put up by the other side.
Trump also denied any part in inspiring hate, saying the nation was, quote, seriously divided before I got here. And he focused less on denouncing the hate, as he did during a November interview with 60 Minutes.
I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Back in Massachusetts, it's often challenging in many cases to determine who's behind the alleged incidents.
But I will tell you that I'm going to be taking this very seriously. It's obviously very concerning in light of the types of threats that were made.
Frequently, the perpetrator cannot be identified and no charges result, but prosecution is not the only goal.
I'm really sorry to hear that. That's terrible. Nobody should have to go through something like that.
Many who call in say just having their ordeal officially documented is therapeutic itself, including Eniola Shayami, a Nigerian grad student at Boston University who experienced what she describes as a torrent of racist harassment.
These kinds of incidents demoralize you as a human being. And even though you know deep down inside you that that person is morally wrong, you do need other people to verify that. And I think it does help you move on from such an incident.
Similar hotlines have been set up in New York and Maryland. Besides supporting victims and prosecuting offenders, officials are hoping to end up with some better data on how the current hate wave may heat up or cool down over time. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.